Hello everyone, in this video we'll talk about live static code analysis, which is a new feature introduced in Visual Studio 2015. We'll see that how we can use this feature to improve our code quality. My name is Uwais Mehboob Ahmed Khan and I'm Microsoft MVP in Visual Studio and Development Technologies. You can follow me on Twitter at Uwais Mehboob. Before going directly to the live static code analysis, I would first like to give you a little background information of what we have before live static code analysis feature. So almost a decade back, Microsoft introduced static code analysis tool, which checks and analyzes your code when you build your project. So you have to build your project to get the errors and warnings. There were certain tools like FXCop and StyleCop available, and you can use these tools as a standalone application, or they can also integrate it with your Visual Studio IDE. And there, it provides you certain rules which checks your code conformance to the .NET Framework design guidelines. These were the great tools if you wanted to write good quality code, but they are actually targeting to a specific area of .NET framework. And at that time, there was no possibility if you wanted to write your own analyzers. And if, for example, developers wanted to develop their own analyzers or enterprise companies wanted to release some specific analyzers for their own API or framework, it was not possible at that time. So with the passage of time, Microsoft introduced a .NET compiler platform, which is a breakthrough. And due to this, Microsoft exposed APIs to use compiler as services. And today, developers can use these APIs to perform syntax and semantic analysis. They can also perform dynamic compilation and code emission. And through diagnostic API, they can easily develop their own analyzers. And what they have to do, they can install .NET Compiler Platform SDK on their machine. And there are certain project templates available, which helps you to write your own analyzer. And you can use those templates to write your own analyzer. So based on .NET compiler platform, Microsoft introduced a live static code analysis, and this gives you a real-time analysis when you write your code. So you don't have to build your project, and once you are typing or once you are writing any code, it checks the analyzers added in your project, and based on the rules defined on those analyzers, it gives you errors and warnings with the code fix as well. So let's go to the demo in which we'll see that how we can leverage with this feature in Visual Studio 2015. So this is a sample project. If we have, in this I have a service manager class contains two methods, getPerson and getShapeInstance. Right now you can see I don't see any error or warning. Now I can add analyzers. If you see under references, we have a new node analyzers, and from references I can add analyzer through manage NuGet packages. So here I will just type analyzer, and it will list down all the analyzers available on NuGet. So there are certain analyzers like file helpers or analyzers. Then we have a T-SQL analyzer. If you are writing any SQL statements and you wanted to analyze those statements, you can add this one. For current demo, I will use CodeCracker because this has some decent rules available, which I will showcase in current demo. And this is the CodeCracker or C#. I will just install this. So once this is installed, you see under analyzers, I'm having this key CodeCracker.C# listed with the set of rules. And you see that each rule have a rule number and with a short description. And also if you notice, each rule have a specific icon, this representing a severity icon. So if it's a warning, this representing a warning, this is an error, and this is an information. And I can also change the severity level from here if I wanted to. Now let's go back to the service manager class, and we see that it is giving us the red lines. There is a new light bulb icon introduced in Visual Studio, and through this you can easily see the glance view of what error is with the code fix. So this is my current code, and this is the code fix that I can apply right away. I can also preview changes before applying it. So it tells me that this will be the new fix, and once I apply this, the code fix will be applied. So this is how easy you can apply the code fix. Now for the second method, if I go over here, I will get the rule description. It says that you should use switch. Now if I wanted to see the error description, I can just click on this link, And it gave me the complete description of the rule that if multiple if and else if on the same variable can be replaced with a switch on the variable. I can see the example as well and the code fix as well. So for each rule, I can have the complete document containing the whole information about that rule, which I can use to understand what the rule states. And for example, if I wanted to hide this rule, I can just suppress. And if I choose this option in source, so this rule will be ignored. Or if I wanted to put suppress in a global suppression file, I can click on this this particular option, and this will put an entry in a global suppression file, and which means that this rule will be ignored. Now, if I come here, the error has gone. So this is how easily you can add analyzers. You have a choice of adding as many analyzers as you want, depending on your need. And you don't have to build your project, and it gives you the code analysis results right away as you type. So this is all about live static code analysis. I hope you enjoyed it.